Back to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin Walter, your host. True Wealth, as always, is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. Been doing business over two decades. We're very actively involved in gold and silver transactions, buying and selling. Been doing it a long time, believe in it firmly. It's the real stuff. It's been there. It's True Wealth, folks, and you never lose it, okay? You've always got it. It might go up, it might go down, but you always have it. And unless you've ever experienced otherwise, it's really hard to appreciate how important that really is. One thing I can tell you, there's such a barrage of investment vehicles available to you out there. It is very overwhelming. There's a psychology that says, if you're with a broker or a certified financial planner, that even when you're losing money at 10 to 20% a year while the markets are skyrocketing and soaring, somehow everything's okay because you're in the hands of a professional. I will tell you that my background is a little bit of everything, okay? I've got, management, regional manager, Bank of America, years of that. I've been Series 6 and 7 licensed. That means I was licensed to sell stocks and bonds. I was a sales manager, so I taught people how to do all that stuff themselves back in the day. Clear back in the 90s, long time ago now. But in a way that, you know, it made a little more sense back then. After the dot-com craze, even the dot-com craze itself was insanity, so I won't even say that. The dot-com craze was crazy. That's why it was called a craze. It was a casino market, and frankly, we're experiencing that again now. The biggest problem is that people have money they have to do something with. And where do you go with your money? You go, okay, you've got some money. Where do you go? You go to the bank, you talk to your banker, you like your banker, you're friends with your banker. She tells you buy a CD or buy this or buy that, and you go, oh, shucks, why not? It's a place to put my money, and that's, you know, you got to put your money somewhere, right? So she's going to talk you into that, tell you that's a good thing to do. You put your money there. Hypothetically, it kind of rots. It doesn't go anywhere. Worst case, you get talked into annuities. Please do not. Do not, do not, do not, do not let that happen to you. I'm begging you. If you've listened to me enough, you know how I feel about those. They're bad, okay? They're just not good. I have seen everything under the sun with those things. I've seen 74-year-old ladies sold multi-million dollar annuities and they pass away 2 years later and there's no death benefit despite everything they were told and thought. I will tell you straight up, whatever an annuity salesman tells you is of no value. All that matters is what's in writing. There's customers out there listening right now who, if I could have them call in, would admit to you that there is a box that, the salesman checks when he gives you the pitch that says that you are receiving no written material to justify what they're telling you. They are allowed, get this, this is true, they are allowed to sell you a product that you sign for and you get no paperwork. None. That is legally allowable. There's two boxes they check when you sign. Either I did or did not get paperwork with this transaction. Well, guess what? No one ever gets the paperwork. Why is that on there? I have no clue. It has something to do with the power of the lobby of the insurance companies. They've got power, bottom line. And it's not good. It's really not good. It's definitely, you know, when you do the WWJD, what would Jesus do? I'm pretty convinced Jesus wouldn't buy an annuity. And I think he'd run like heck from them. I know, I don't just think, I know. because I know what's in them. I know what the intention of the salesman is. I know what the commission structures are. Jesus himself said that he entrusted himself to no man. Now think of this, because he knew what was on man's heart, okay? When you buy metals or hard assets, are you entrusting yourself to man? The answer is no, okay? There's so many people, you think, I don't know if you know much about actors or actresses, but there's an actor named Nicolas Cage who was really famous in the 90s into the early 2000s, and he ended up running into basically bankruptcy. He went under, and at the time that he went bankrupt, his lifetime earnings were $240 million. He had a financial guru, expert, whatever you want to call him, who had sold him. Nicolas Cage loved nice real estate, and this guy said, well, great, that's awesome. Let's invest in quality real estate. They bought, you know, 7 or 8 properties, I think, at, you know, $25 to $30 million a piece. His financial guru told him the smart thing to do is to put half down and finance half. If you have that kind of money, that is pure foolishness. And the reason is because when the going gets tough, the bank can take that item back. It's just not a good way to go. The worst spot to be in is to be a celebrity like that, buy a $25 million piece of property in Malibu and end up owing $10 million on it. And then when the market tanks, you know, the bank can take it back for $10 million and you lose everything. That's what happened to him. It actually got worse than that. He had one of the more famous properties down on Malibu. It was like a 3-acre estate. And he had a lot of money tied up in it. But what had happened was it had begun to tank. The bank came in. They tried everything. They tried to do auctions. They tried to do short sales. Nothing worked. They finally did it in a true auction at the bottom of the market, and a property that I believe he paid $28 million for sold for $3 million. It was a beautiful property. I guess that's when a guy wishes he had $3 million. I'm sure since then the value of that property has rebounded well, and, you know, so have the taxes. That's the other problem with being buried in real estate. I'm very familiar with that. I have commercial property and other things, and the taxes kill you. You never get a reprieve from any of this stuff. All items I've always been kind of a toy guy. From the time I was a kid, I loved toys. I loved cars. I loved boats. I liked nice things. So at a time in my life when I had saved up some money, I got some nice cars and things like this. I have had to, oh my gosh, I've hit a deer in a sports car that I had to fix. I've had a person one time road ram me and road rage me in a Rover, and I had to fix that. And I've had, you know, people rear end me in my cars, and I've had, you know, of course, cracked windshields, and I don't know. All I'm saying is the cares of the world are very prevalent. And I, you know, maybe it's just me, but God's really been working on my heart. God's been showing me what counts and what matters in life. What matters in life is the freedom that comes from Jesus Christ. He wants us free. He doesn't want us bound by a whole bunch of worry and a whole bunch of materialistic stuff. He created a financial system that is very, very simple. It's very, I don't want to use the word ignorant, but it's very simplistic, okay? And that system is, it's precious metals, okay? And I always say precious metals-based assets to try to keep it so people understand that there is a variety within that sector. But, you know, you are welcome to do whatever you want to do. We have people that are trading numismatic coins in to get bullion. Okay, well, you know, numismatic coins come and they go. They fluctuate up and they fluctuate down. Some people are choosing to liquidate and just buy metals because they like where metals are at. I see people go the other way. I see people buying, you know, getting rid of their precious metals and buying numismatic coins. I personally believe in balance. I think that economically, we're facing some weird times, frankly. And my goal today is to try to do a show about, I want to do some shows on what I would call the fundamentals of investing, okay? The reason is I travel occasionally and the radio show does some replays. I've had some shows I'm not too proud of, and somehow they tend to land on those, and it's probably my fault for not telling them, or I'm not sure what the logic is. And so I want to do some shows on the basics, the fundamentals of what, of investing, of economics, okay? So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to just start off, and I'm just going to start talking about money, finance, the world we live in. I'm not sure where it's going to go. Makes me, you know, a little nervous because I don't know where we're going to end up. But I want to do a number of shows called The Basics, The Fundamentals, whatever you want to call them. I want you to understand money. And I've got just a real mindful, okay? And a lot of it, it may or may not all come out. There's all kinds of great information out there. It's really tough because there's just so much stuff going on, and I don't know. They've got the statistics so twisted up that people don't even realize where we're at financially. Human nature is, you know, we wait until the train crashes, do we not? I mean, if you know something bad's coming, and do you prepare for it? Okay, there's people that are preparing for it. I'm not going to deny that. But there's a lot of people that say, oh, it's going to be fine. I'm going to trust the Lord. But folks, the more and more and more and more I study God and His Word, is there's so much scripture that shows that God rewards those who help themselves. There's just scripture after scripture after scripture that God wants us to take the first step, okay? So we need to help ourselves, and we need to do otherwise. What's the point of Jesus saying, if you love me, you'll obey my commands? We have free will, okay? Now, God's love is not based, thank you, Jesus, on our total action. I think God's love, or at least favor, we'll call it, is based on some of the decisions we make and how intense we are or how intent we are on serving Him and following Him and loving Him. Everybody's got a different walk with God, everybody. And, you know, we're all individuals. He knows each one of us. The hairs of every one of your head is numbered by God. I don't even know how to explain that to you. It's magnificent. It's incredible. It's phenomenal. The world we live in is just majestic, okay? I was just going through a list of all the national parks. My goodness, just unbelievable. The earth is amazing. I know I offend people when I say I don't believe in a 6,000-year-old earth theory. That doesn't mean that I know that I can answer all the questions for you. I do believe that it says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. There's no question about that. I do believe that later He said, now the earth was without form and void. That's tohu and bohu. It's destroyed. And that God went nuts and He created life. The life that we live is based, okay, number one, He wants us to what? He wants us to know Him. And then what? To make Him known. Those are our two primary goals here, okay? We are not to be judgmental. And it's a struggle. I mean, it's a struggle, isn't it, to not judge those around us. And it's kind of weird because those that are the most broken and the saddest and the most hurt tend to be the ones that God loves the heart the most, okay? When you look at what his attitude was towards the Pharisees, he didn't like that very well, did he? He was very, very oppositional towards the Pharisaical mindset. And so God wants us to have a broken and contrite spirit. The Bible's very clear that that's what he seeks in us, is a broken, contrite spirit. Humility, humbleness, that's what God wants. There's things that God hates in Proverbs 6. And, you know, one of them is he who sows discord among brethren. He wants, he doesn't like it when we gossip and when we tear each other down and we tear each other apart. Okay, so we're going to avoid that as believers, right? Awesome. Okay, so let's just kind of bounce around a little bit of scripture and just try to get a basic idea of what God wants and wants us to do financially, and see if we can't build a basis for what, you know, God's financial plan for us all. What's he want us to do with our money? Okay, we have scriptures that say things like, now, of course, this applies to your own life, but it's an eternal principle. When in 1 Corinthians, where he says, now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work, right? If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. So he uses as an example wood, hay, straw, gold, silver, precious stones. I've explained that biblically, the only things that are biblically attributed as true wealth are gold and silver, livestock. Oh my gosh, there goes the brain. Gold and silver, real estate, livestock, human life, precious stones. Those are the real things. That's real wealth, okay? God wants us that way, folks. It is very simple. And you know what? You're going to be shunned. You're going to be mocked. You're going to be made fun of. If you invest in precious metals, people are going to tell you you're crazy, you're nuts. You know, they're into the hippest, coolest, most awesome, you know, stuff going and the newest, hottest stocks. And sometimes they're going to see some gains, but most of the time they're not. And right now, what we've got is a frenzy where everybody's pouring their money into the market. We got a double-edged sword, and that double-edged sword is called inflation. Okay, we've got inflation, and the problem is the inflation definition is an increase in the money supply. So what's going on is we are continuously creating more money. Well, that's going to give us the illusion of a growing economy, but it isn't necessarily that the economy is growing because we are producing goods or becoming more efficient. There's statements like that there's more jobs than exist than employees now in America, okay? Well, there's, you know, the truth to that is there's more jobs than exist skilled employment. I mean, just, you know, I could tell you story after story. Try to, you know, I live out in North Idaho. Try to call Spectrum, the cable company, hours and hours on the phone. And I have a friend who helps me with my audio visual. He was hours and hours on the phone. I was in Montana visiting my mother, trying to help her clear up cable problems, hours and hours on the phone. Same with the internet. I mean, literally just an absolute mess, just a complete chaotic mess. Just so disorganized, people that don't know what they're talking about, giving you bad information. This is the way corporations run these days. They believe everything's efficient. How fast can you process a call? Nobody's an expert. These are telemarketers that are just essentially trying to help you troubleshoot your computer problem or your whatever, internet, telephone, TV problems, and so on, and they're not properly qualified. So we sit, you know, we're in a situation now in this world where we basically, you know, we're not, it's not like it used to be. Let's say that. Now let's talk, let's just say, I can either go basic economics or let's talk briefly about just investing in general in precious metals, okay? So now I've said it's the time for IRA and 401k rollovers, all right? There's companies out there that are saying, oh, you know, you can own your own. They use, now remember, IRA means independent retirement account. A 401k is a very specific, legally bound type of an investment. IRA is a loose term, independent retirement account. I can build my own portfolio and call it an IRA, an independent retirement account. So there's like, if you listen to the radio, there's this like, they'll be like Atlanta Gold, or on TV, Atlanta Gold. You can own your own metals and hold them in your own hand and keep them in your own house, in your own safe, and have your own IRA. And then they make people think, well, I can keep my 401k at home. No, it's not your 401k, it's your IRA. They will actually encourage you to cash out your 401k or IRA. They will encourage you to cash it out and put it in their little, you know, $16 strong box, which you could get into with a screwdriver and a cheap hammer. That's not a safe. That's not a vault. Forget about it. It's not legal. It's not the way the laws are written. If you do that, eventually you could get yourself in hot water. Don't do it. You have to follow and obey the laws of the land the way they're written, or it's going to backfire on you, I promise. So with that in mind, if you look at, if we compare stocks to precious metals over the last 10, 40, and 200 years, or wherever in between, precious metals have outperformed them, hands down, bar none, okay? What do precious metals offer? Why would God give us precious metals-based assets as an investment vehicle? They offer peace of mind, security and peace of mind, okay? You know what you have. You're not bound to the craziness of, you know, all these crazy buy-sell bids and this company's up and Facebook stock, you know, drops 20% and, you know, all these crazy stock drops over the last week that are, you know, massive. I mean, massive, massive stock collapses that just people didn't see coming in the last week or two. You know, we Facebook took a huge old tank. And it's because they are being limited in what they are allowed to gather and sell and all that kind of stuff. So when you own paper, folks, we can go back to, Enron. Okay. They're, you know, the greatest stock of all time. You know, we had the, we've had some huge insurance companies, AIG, Arthur Andreessen. Think about it. AIG, biggest insurance company in the world. Arthur Andreessen, biggest accounting firm in the world. Executive Life Insurance back in the 90s, biggest life insurance company in the world. All these AAA rated, the best of the best, the most conservative blue chip investment vehicles around. You're safe. You can't get hurt. And guess what? Overnight, kaboom, you're done. It's lost. It's gone, okay? This, now, you look back, a lot of this stuff's in our rearview mirror now. And I remember being in the heart of it, talking to people. Ow, 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 they said. This stuff's in the rearview mirror. Now, if it's in the rearview mirror, is it going to stay there? Is it ever coming back? Do you think that we are going to see this again? Does history repeat itself? I believe it does, okay? So the goal that we want is to build true wealth. We want to secure. Now, I am the exact opposite of everyone you're going to listen to. You listen to Dave Ramsey on the radio. He gives good advice. What's he tell you to do? To become debt-free, okay? That's good advice, right? But the problem is There are exceptions to every rule. I've told people on the radio, sometimes you're going to have to use some debt. If you need a vehicle to get back and forth to a good job, sometimes you're going to need to use a little bit of debt. You don't have an option. You just got to do it. If you're going to live in a house in this day and age and you want to own it, I'm sorry, but you're going to have a little bit of debt. It's sad, but it's true. You may want to really limit how bad it is and how much you owe and all those things for certain. But folks, trust me, you're just going to have some debt. So Dave Ramsey's whole philosophy is to be debt-free. I think it's easy for him to say. He's got the hugest mortgage referral business in the world, the hugest stock market referral in the world. The guy is worth so much money. It is absolutely sickening. You know, I wouldn't say I'm envious, but I will say he's definitely taken seriously strong advantage of that. So he's biased, okay? He has to sell stocks. That's where his money is. Real capital preservation. Precious metals are found in the ground. They're dug out of the ground, right? They are a real element, a real asset. They're something that we find that God created for us to use as true wealth, folks. And I want to stop right, you know, right now and just let you know that this is a sensible, sound, long-term way. Humans have been put on this earth for a fixed period of time. Okay, we're here for a while, and that's all we really know. God made the most magnificent creation to glorify himself. The rocks cry out. His magnificence is found everywhere around us, our minds, our tongues. I have friends that are constantly listening to intensive political debates and arguments all the time. I like to listen on XM Radio to Joel Osteen. He's very positive. There are some people that say he's a heretic and everything else. I don't totally agree. When his father died, his father gave some powerful sermons. I will say my main complaint with Joel is he does quote scripture, but he doesn't always tell you where it's coming from. But, you know, we want to feed ourselves this good stuff, just like we want to take care of ourselves financially to glorify God. True wealth and financial growth. We want true wealth. We want hard assets. We want the real deal. We want financial growth. We're going to see it, okay? We build balanced portfolios. The point of a balanced portfolio is it's going to be precious metals based, and then we add in a few other things. I've got this little piece of paper over here that I dug off the internet, and it was a warning. And it's a valid warning, and it says 15 truths no coin dealer wants you to know. Well, the problem with this article is very simple. Everything in this article is stuff I've already told you. Because why? Because these aren't real coin dealers. These are telemarketers. These are the people that you sign up on a list, and you don't know how you got there, or maybe you do, and you have a solicitor calling you all the time selling you this stuff. And you need to be careful because they will put out, like in Parade Magazine or Reader's Digest or NRA Magazine or whatever, loss leaders, okay? They'll offer six U.S. $5 gold American Eagles, and they'll blow it up on the page, and it looks the size of a Frisbee, but when you get the coin, it's smaller than a dime. They'll give you a quote on a price that sounds terrific. It sounds better than you can get locally. The problem is they'll show right there that they're basing it on a spot price that is lower than the spot price is while the article is in publishment or in while it's been released for consumer consumption, okay? So I'm going to bounce through these things real quick. Oops. And here's some things to keep in mind. A lot of this stuff, you know, pre-1933 gold. Pre-1933, people say, oh, we had the confiscation, right? Well, the confiscation was very simple. We had produced too many gold banknotes, right? And And FDR came in and they had two choices. One, tell the people the truth. Admit that once we started the Federal Reserve, we continued to produce gold notes or notes that had a gold redemption clause stating that you could still get your money back in the form of gold. That was a lie. You couldn't do it. All that gold was turned over to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is very, very wealthy. We got in turn a bunch of empty paper promises called Federal Reserve banknotes. They're very bad. They work now, and you use them as money, and you don't care because they function, and that's all you think about. The fact of the matter is, we don't, you know, we want real money. If you're going to put your money away and forget about it, just build a portfolio that is consistent with what has worked for thousands and thousands of years. You know, when you talk about investing, what do they always say? Past performance is no indication of future, you know, performance or past or whatever. But it is. If you've got something that's always lasted, it's always worked from the days of the Roman Empire till now, even after Rome collapses, these items have always been collectible. There's always been desire and demand on them. You want them. When you put your money in paper, it is a matter of time before you're going to get skunked. Now, you can do whatever you want with your money. It's your money. I'm just telling you my opinion. My opinion is based on a lot of years and a lot of experience. And when things don't look rosy, like right now, when our economy is confusing, folks, would you not agree that we live in a confusing, chaotic environment? I believe that the environment is very chaotic and confusing. In fact, it gives me anxiety. And you say, but Kevin, the Bible says in Philippians 4 to be anxious about nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I agree. But I will tell you, I do what I do. I try to get my head around it. The world's not easy. God's, you know, this is why Jesus said, you know, that my yoke is light, or my, you know, basically to cast your cares upon him because his yoke is light. And I screwed that verse up. But the point is, give him your troubles. We are not to worry about all this stuff. It's very important that you know that when you build a portfolio, you have to trust somebody. Folks, do not ever make a decision based on somebody who picks up the phone and calls you as a solicitor. They have a commissioned, they're on commission. They have a commission incentive. And I'm sorry to tell you that, but they're going to sell you products that are not the best for you, perhaps. In a lot of cases, I won't go into all of the details, but there is coins that people send in to get certified. Okay, so there's people that don't understand the certification process. What certifying coins is, you send your coins to an independent third-party grading service. The way it used to be was you send in only your rare coins to justify the spread and authenticity of a coin. Now people send in everything. For a period of time, dealers get this huge discount. They'll send in all their American Silver Eagles, a ton of them grade MS69, which means super nice, about really close to being perfect, but not quite there. Under certain magnification, you might find a little tick or nick or whatever, okay? This is really prevalent in our world today. Everybody wants these things certified. It's pure foolishness. It is pure foolishness. I have watched people spend two times the value of their coins to send them in and get them certified. Once they're certified by an independent third-party grading service and encapsulated in an airtight holder and all this, they aren't worth any more. The holder just tells you what the coin is, was, whatever. Okay, I've seen people lose their tails on it. I've seen people that don't understand that the grading and encapsulation services are human beings. They make mistakes. I know guys who make huge six-figure incomes that are doing what we call cracking out, where they take the coins that have been certified, they crack them out of the holder, and resubmit them for a new grade. And I've done it myself. I've had coins that I've had to send in 10 times until I get the right grade. And once I get the right grade, the profit margin in some cases can be absolutely astounding, beyond your wildest dreams. Okay, so, you know, but don't buy into this grading and encapsulation rubbish. You don't need it, you don't want it, and especially don't waste your money doing it. You want coins for what they are. You want precious metals for what they are, the intrinsic value. They speak for yourself. You don't want God. I'm sorry. You don't want to have to rely on man to tell you the value of something or whether it's good or not. You like all the noise I'm making in here? I'm sure you do. Some other things to just run through here real quick. This isn't exactly what I wanted to do right now. In fact, I think I'm going to grab something that I think is a little more pertinent. You know, the IRAs, the 401ks, something to really consider. If you've got money to invest, just bring it in. Let us help you deal with it. Silver dollars. You know, you park this stuff. You put it away. We've got bulk dollars. We've got bulk silver coins. We've got bulk gold. There is a wonderful balance that is available to you. You can put them in a 401k or keep them out. There are many people who have chosen to just cash out, especially at a time like this when the value on items is realistically, honestly, ridiculously inexpensive. It's a good time to do it. It's a good time to take advantage of it. Get yourself secured financially just while the going is good. Take advantage of that. It offers an escape from the continuous currency debacle. Okay, paper money, I don't know when it will end. I don't know that it will end. What I suspect is a replacement currency of sorts, something that's going to come in behind it, replace it, leave the Federal Reserve notes there, but at the same time, you've got to be so careful with labeling things dollars and things like that because the Fed will confiscate them, which they've done in the past. And utterly bankrupt people. So these precious metals based assets, if you do an IRA or 401k, it gives you the protection from the intentionally engineered theft of purchasing power. This is our system. It is an inflationary system, okay? It leads people to demand help from the government to do something. What happens when the people demand the government do something? We end up on welfare, further rolls of welfare. 47% of people are now on welfare. Okay, we have got ourselves a full-blown problem, don't we? We have a record 95.5 million Americans that are not in the labor force. One-third of working Americans supports the other two-thirds. But that one-third is apparently not paying their fair share. When you get, you know, when you start to compare the, you know, the price of items and the price of goods and where things are going, you've got inflation that is growing far, far more rapidly than what the consumer price index tells us. While, you know, the news headlines seem to uniform in their championing of the unemployment market or employment market, we have another stat that shows an interesting story. There are now 95.5 million Americans that are not in the labor force. So are these are people that, for all intents and purposes, are no longer considered part of the employment market. In many cases, we have older Americans that are retiring, but there's something bigger than this going on. Since 2009 alone, we've seen the number of those not in the labor force increase from 80 million to 96 million, basically. which is an increase of about 20%. At the same time, the U.S. population has only increased by 6%. In other words, those not in the labor force are increasing at a much faster rate than your general growth in the population. We need to look into this in more depth. I don't particularly have time right now, but I do believe that it's a very important factor, you know, something worth considering, something very important that it lets you know what's what and who's where and where we're standing and everything like that. So if the economy is doing so great, how is it that we have a record, you know, these kinds of numbers is the bottom line, I guess, that I'm trying to get at. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is an artificial index. It's a weighted moving average based on a handful of stocks that's easily manipulated, changed up or down, so on and so forth. So, you know, essentially need to realize that we cannot dictate or assume that what the index is doing is what the market's doing is what your money should be doing. Precious metals give you protection from the intentionally engineered theft of purchasing power, which leads people to demand help from the government. Like I said, they want welfare. They use the problem reaction solution, okay? You get a guaranteed twofold wealth gain. We get a growth in value when we use precious metals. We get protection against a dropping dollar. So when the dollar's tanking or strong or whatever, you see precious metals react accordingly to preserve. They're designed to preserve and protect your wealth base. We get an increase in the net worth relative to others who are losing on paper money, okay? So when you compare your portfolio to your neighbors, you may not be kicking it. You may not be showing huge, tremendous, substantial gains, but your neighbor's losses are so much more profound that it's increasing your wealth and your buying power to such a degree that you're gaining wealth by going nowhere. And I could go on like this, and I just wish I had more time. Protection against the dropping dollar. Increase in net worth relative to others. The establishment hates it and always will. Imagine their experiences, ever-growing acceptance and popularity. It offers you an escape from a lack of alternatives. When it comes time to invest, it's paper one, paper two, or paper three. Okay, we do offer a depository service. I'll plug that in there. You should only own physical, and you should only own what you cannot afford to lose or gamble with. You take whatever money you cannot afford to lose. Do you hear me? Only what you can't afford to lose. Whatever you can afford to lose. If there's a certain amount of money that you don't mind losing it, if something goes crazy, get it. I'm not saying you should, but if you feel that way, go for it. But if you have money that you just can't afford to lose, you cannot afford to lose it because it's your retirement or some kid's college fund, get precious metals-based assets. Now, people will look and say, well, gold's kind of down right now. You know, they'll say, I've seen it go down 10% over the last 3 months or whatever. Sure, isn't that the time you really want to buy? Isn't that the time you really want to go in both feet and really get yourself locked down and secured? And my answer is absolutely yes. Now is the time. Now is the time. I say this a lot, and you're like, oh, come on, Kevin, you're always saying this. Well, folks, you know what? It's God's money. I mean, what do you really have to lose? Okay, you say, oh, it goes up, it goes down, it was this, it was that. Folks, I've talked about bankonyourself.com or whatever. They deplete every penny you have out of there. You put your money in an annuity, you can't get it back. You've got surrender charges, you've got all this stuff. I talked to this guy the other day who had listened to me astutely, brilliantly, brightly. He'd heard everything I said. So what did he do? He had an insurance salesman pounding him in an annuity. So what did he do? He asked the guy. He said, well, Kevin on the radio said this. Kevin said that. The guy goes, oh, that's not true. And the guy goes, oh, well, then I guess I'll do it. So then I said, sir, Mr. Ted, you go get your paperwork and let's look at what you did. Well, 6 weeks, maybe six weeks to get copies of what he signed. And he brings them in, and I'm like, right there, my friend. And he's like, I'll be darned. He says, you were right. I said, yes, I was. They have this stuff set up to make a lot of money. We're now, I want to make money. Sure, God, you know, I'd love it. But it's not about killing it. It's just about getting a small margin. Now, if you have numismatic coins and you're uncomfortable with them, get them in here. Let us evaluate them. And let's figure out if maybe we can put you into some metals or something that'll make you feel better. I'm totally fine with that as well. I'm happy to do that for you. We see that regularly. We're very happy to help you out. But in the meantime, you need to just keep your stuff secure, not worry about it. Learn how to enjoy life without constantly wondering if you're day trading properly, which is another thing that is the absolute most foolish thing that you can ever do. You know, when the market's super strong, people believe that they can day trade. And honestly, when the market's super strong, you kind of can day trade. Because it's kind of like when they had monkeys. And by the way, this did happen in the early 90s, where they literally had monkeys at a university throw darts at a folded out page from the Wall Street Journal of the New York Stock Exchange. The stocks that the darts landed on outperformed, and they built a portfolio out of it. And those stocks that the monkeys chose with darts outperformed the rest. That the experts had done. And so the bottom line there is just this. It's random, okay? And the performance is not good. It just, you just forget about it, okay? You want money. I'm a big fan of just owning the metals. You don't go crazy. You just own the metals. What do you got to lose? What do you want to leave your heirs? Do you want to leave your heirs something that's got to go through a messy probate system? Because I'll tell you what, when you own precious metals-based assets, you've just given all that up. All that stuff ends. There's no 1099 reporting. You just put in your will. Any gold, silver, coins, things like that, they get transferred as follows. One-third to Bobby, one-third to Johnny, and one-third to Sue. In this recent market, it would probably be two-thirds to Sue. Because we have to favor women right now, and that's up to you and your family. I've had all kinds of experiences with things like that. So, you know, we've got the difference we discussed in the indexes. We've got a credit crunch that is unbelievable. We've got over $1 trillion in credit card debt. We've got over $1 trillion in student loan debt. Folks, get this in your head. For me, please, just understand I'm not just pitching, okay? Our debt levels are stretched to the max. America is okay with debt, aren't we? We feel good about it. Debt's fine. Children learn from their parents, and our ultimate parent is Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam's in debt so deep we don't even know what's going on. Everything we do is debt-driven, okay? All world currencies are in a downward slide. They're all losing their spending power. Even though the dollar is dropping, that is in comparison to other world currencies that are also dropping. Okay, so it's all going down together. Real estate continues to decline. with, you know, actually, you may have not have been aware of this. We are now, there was a new article that just came out, I think, in the Wall Street Journal with Warren Buffett, basically saying that we are in another bubble, okay? There is real inflation. They're going to have to jack interest rates up. I don't know when, where, how, when, why. I know why, but I don't know when, and it's coming. So just prepare yourself. Folks, it's very simple. Get yourself secured. If you have loose cash, just get it into metals. The thing about the metals is that they are going to preserve and protect you from a downward spiral. It's really a wise, smart, simple. It's just so simple. When you have precious metals-based assets, they're 100% immediately liquid. Anytime, anywhere in the world, you've got them. You can come in here, cash out. There's no problem. It's quick. It's easy. Don't even think twice about it. Don't apologize for doing it as some people do. Just get it done. That's the way I say. Precious metals are here to stay. They're not a bubble. The United States, they say, is in the teenage stage of a nation, which always leads to permanent immorality, or it can, and it seems to. This is where socialism is bred. An eventual resurrection, eventual restructuring or collapse, okay? So we are in a point where now, what are the kids crying out for? They want socialism, socialism, socialism. They're demanding it. Haven't we not seen it all in our era? Obamacare and, George Soros collapsing four world economies for fun and profit was his quote. The histories of precious metals, you know, the U.S. history of money and the Bible relationship, precious metals have just always been there. They've always, always been there. So don't think they haven't, okay? So just realize it is a solid, long-term, it's a keeper. It's something that you can't go wrong. You don't need to overthink it. You know, I've talked to people that say, oh, I spent 5 hours researching American silver eagles. It's like there's nothing to research. Silver is silver. God made it brainless. There's nothing to know. Now, I do recommend if you're putting a substantial amount of money into metals, just buy metals. Don't buy, you know, if you're going to buy something with what we call semi-numismatic value, so that there's collectible upside, buy the old Morgan silver dollars, which you can get right now, real close to the precious metals level. They're very, very good. We have a huge quantity of them. However, we had a client drop off a very, very substantial six-figure check. She is probably going to be getting the vast majority of what's there right now. But we always have more coming in. And we will always take good care of you. And I'll tell you, when I first got into this, my very first investment, folks, was semi-numismatic, okay? When I was clear back in the early 90s, when I was in banking, and I wanted to get into this, I went into somebody that I trusted, and they put me into silver dollars and $20 gold pieces. And I did very well on them. I put them away. I didn't run around and worry about whether they were up, down, or sideways. I did it. I didn't just get straight bullion, and over time I did very well. I actually bought piece dollars at really nice quality for $5 a piece, and my $20 gold piece was probably probably $400 a piece. This is what you want. You want semi-numismatic and numismatic coins. You want to put this stuff away. We have adjusted and adapted and created some really awesome systems. I will admit our biggest challenge is keeping up with demand because of people. It's so important for folks. Do not, please, just don't get your investment coins or whatever from telemarketers. They sell stuff that they get by the truckload, okay? So they'll sell stuff that's worth its gold or silver value, but they'll say it's got numismatic value, and it doesn't. So just be really careful about that. I've repeated it again and again and again and again. Don't chase a fantasy for money, okay? It's very Proverbs 12:11. He who works his land will have abundant food, but he who chases fantasies lacks judgment, okay? So don't go chasing crazy fantasies thinking you're beating the system by getting free gold. Proverbs 28:19, he who works his land will have abundant food, but the one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. Don't chase fantasies. Don't chase fantasies. Just do what God said to do. Gold and silver prices are set to run. I mean, everyone knows it. Everyone's saying it. Who matters? European debt crisis is still underway. Germany is broke. We've got no more bailouts available. Greece is set to default again. Political leaders are being controlled by the world central banks. Obama started this manipulation with the stock market or with the COMEX. It's still going on today. I hate to be doom and gloomy. I don't have a lot of time to cover this, which is a little bit disappointing. But please hear what I have to say. Understand, folks, that you're dealing with the number one solid, timeless form of asset ever created by God, okay? I mean, I've got a list here that I did not even get to. It's summer. It's quiet. I don't know what else to say to you guys. Hey, also, remember, quick, now I'm under the time gun. You want a silver dollar? Give us a good five-star Google review or Yellow Pages or whatever. You want two silver dollars or two silver coins? Give us three reviews. Go on like Bing, Yahoo, Google, five-star positive reviews showing that you did business with us and you had a great experience. Literally, we give you two coins. You just give us a call, prove you did it, and you get two coins. Two silver coins, legitimate. No tricks, no strings attached, no joke. People are taking advantage of it. If you don't, you must be very wealthy, because when it comes to free coins, I think most people can usually use the money. So I'm out of time again. Shocker. Thanks again for tuning in. Folks, call us. Let us help you out. Let us build a portfolio. You want evaluation on what you got? Give us a call. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday. Thanks. Bye-bye.